We're really pleased with the number of people who have come to this session this morning, and I think it speaks to the importance of health literacy in our lives right now. And we wanted to put this session together for a couple of reasons, and one was it's really on the forefront of the national scene, the health literacy idea and the application of it. So we think there's going to be a lot of movement and interest in this area in the next few years, and with healthcare reform coming down, it's going to be essential. And we think you're going to have to, as public health practitioners, find ways to incorporate health literacy into everything that you are doing. So that's why today is kind of trying to help you come up with different ways of thinking about health, how health literacy could fit into your programs. So I'm taking a kind of a different point of that and talking about how when we did the VERB campaign through at CDC from 2002 to 2006, and now looking back on that as a person who was the evaluator of that campaign, how could I have thought about health literacy, or how could we as in the campaign have thought about incorporating health literacy into what we did? I have no relationships to disclose. So VERB, many of you in here know about this, but just briefly, a national social marketing initiative to encourage children 9 to 13, those were tweens, to be physically active every day. And the questions we started out with were, can we change this to this? Can we change this to this? Our challenge was, could we sell physical activity to kids? And the answer after the evaluation that we finished in 2006 is that we did significantly influence tweens' physical activity, attitudes, and behaviors across all years of the campaign. And effects persisted for tweens when we measured those children who had been in our first cohort and were 9 to 13, when they aged out of that cohort to 13 to 17, and we went back and interviewed them again in 2006, those effects persisted for tweens into their teen years. Now, when we look at the VERB campaign through the lens of health literacy, and here is the definition again, but in italicized letters are some of the key things I'm going to highlight. Obtain, process, and understand basic health information. How do you take a big successful media campaign and think about that in terms of health literacy? That's the lens I'm putting on my presentation this morning. So it's the intersections of health literacy and VERB as a social marketing campaign. So just a bit about social marketing. It's applying the principles of commercial marketing to change behavior that benefits individuals or societies. Got a couple of icons there from different programs, Fruits and Vegetable More Matters, an anti-smoking campaign, an anti-littering campaign. So again, health literacy, the degree to which individuals have the capacity to obtain, process, understand basic health information and services. So health literacy for VERB is, I changed this a bit, the degree to which tweens, that's our target audience, can obtain, process, and understand a message inspiring them to be physically active. Inspiring connects to social marketing. That's where social marketing comes into this. We're not giving them health information or education. We are trying to find the hook that's going to make the difference for them to say, oh, this is a cool thing for me to do. I'm inspired to be physically active. So always in social marketing, and we're all learning this in public health, always go back to your consumer and find out what are the benefits and barriers. Not what I think are the benefits and barriers. What does the consumer, that end user, find as important that's going to inspire them to be physically active? They told us that social, doing things with friends at this age, tween age, was really important. It had to be fun. It had to be portrayed as fun, not a health message. They wanted to try new things. They wanted to be empowered to feel like they could be physically active and not in a competitive environment. They wanted to be excited by it, but not feel like they were competing. They told us that praise was really important, and at this age, that parents' praise was really critical. So we did also get messages to parents about how they could praise and be involved with their kids. So those are some of the things. Okay, so now thinking about the term in health literacy of understanding a message, we knew our messages were going to be pretty simple and they had to be inspiring. So we had to be sure though, so they were all tested, they were inclusive, all the messages were inclusive of all kids, and we used celebrities as a lot of the messengers because those were things that would inspire kids and be interested. So how about processing the message then, and how did we figure this out? About 75% of all U.S. tweens who were aware of the campaign, and 90% of them understood the message. That means when we asked them, have you seen any advertising or events that were geared to getting kids physically active, or getting kids active, 75% of the 22 million tweens in this country said yes. Well, about 20% said, oh yeah, Verb. And if they didn't say Verb, we would ask them, well, how about Verb? And they would say, oh, yes. But they could be saying yes because they think that's what you want them to hear. So then we had to follow that up with, okay, well, what was Verb trying to tell you? And they would say, oh, it's about going out and playing ball, or it's about not being on the couch, or it's about running around with my friends. So that was a confirmed message. That's the 90% of them that understood what it is we were trying to tell them. So then inspiring them to be physically active. So the key here was that the message was not about health, it was all about having fun with your friends. Now obtaining the message, we did a tremendous amount of work on the promotions. So they had to, the promotions, the messages had to be everywhere that kids were. We had several websites and partnered with other media companies to use to have Verb messages on their websites. We were at community events. We had school and community promotions that had Verb activities that were brought into the classrooms and into activities at the community centers. And then we had some community-based interventions and partnerships. This was the Verb Summer Scorecard that was developed in Lexington, Kentucky, also in Sarasota, Florida. And they leveraged the national Verb campaign and the brand and the recognition of the brand to launch a program for a summer program in their communities. We also had partnerships with Girl Scouts, Boys and Girls Clubs, National Parks and Recreation. Then we have to reach all audiences. So we had separate ethnic campaigns. I have featured here the American Indian on the right with an elder fishing with his grandson, and then also the Asian American poster is the one on the left. We had African American and Hispanic messages also. So evaluation and dissemination, you will see, is very important in the National Action Plan as well. So we had nationally representative surveys done annually. We've had about 22 publications and many presentations related to the Verb campaign. So tying this together then with the National Action Plan and literacy goals, the ones I felt that fit for the Verb campaign were to develop and disseminate health and safety information that's accurate, accessible, and actionable. The third goal, incorporate accurate standards-based and developmentally appropriate health and science information in curricula, in childcare, and education. We felt we did that by partnering with so many schools. We had about 3,000 schools across the country that we partnered with at various times in the campaign. I mean, about 10,000 altogether. And that got a health message into the school that was one that really resonated with tweens. Building partnerships, developing guidance, and changing policies. So we worked with some advocacy, but certainly a lot of partnerships. We felt we increased basic research, development, implementation, evaluation of practices related to health literacy, and we made a great effort to disseminate what our results were and what we were doing. So even considering hear the intersections of health literacy and health marketing. Communications are based on the audience's wants and needs, and these are things that you can build into your proposals and into your grant applications about how you're incorporating health literacy. This is to give you some ideas about how you can do that, that are evidence-based, and that evidence can be incorporating some theory. You can have logic models that show that you are using some of the concepts that have been shown to be effective with trying to change health behavior, are inclusive of all groups. Partnerships are incorporated. Research and evaluation, process evaluation. If you can't afford to do a major outcome evaluation, process evaluation, that documents that your program was implemented as you planned, and then sharing your lessons learned. So can you sell physical activity to kids? Yes. And you can do it through a lens of health literacy. Thank you.